Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I'm humbled to be here today with so many people who helped make this possible. And also, today is the first time in my life that Boston sports writers will describe me as chiseled. So that's a major, major win.
Listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 7 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI, Boston Sports Original. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, and we're going to head down to Foxborough right now and talk with my good friend Tom King, who is waiting any day now for his statue to be unveiled outside of Holman Stadium in Nashua, New Hampshire. Any day they're gonna come out with that, Tom. I just know it. How was the ceremony down there? Were you up close or what?
No, I didn't get up close, but I mean, it was well done, you know, it was well done, but I think the statue should have been with this, the scene of him holding up the Super Bowl, the Lombardi Trophy, after they beat Atlanta, that famous picture. I would have loved to have seen the statue look like that. It just kind of looks a little plain.
He was wearing like a t-shirt and a hat in that, though, wasn't he? Like, you know, at the very least, they had to have him with his helmet and everything.
He could have spruced it up a little bit, but I mean, the expression on his face and everything, that's tough to do with a statue. It really is. I mean, statue is a little tough.
I thought they did a good job. So, I thought the statue looks just like him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen a lot of bad statues, Tom. There's a lot of bad statues out there. That's a good statue.
Oh,
that's a good likeness of him.
It's a good likeness. I thought he'd hold up the Lombardi Trophy. I thought that's what would be the case. But hey, look, it's larger than life, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I like how it's you ever seen the movie, you know? The Breakfast Club? You know that movie?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep.
In the end, when he's walking across the football field, and he's, you know, they fade out on the guy with his arm up in the air. That's what it makes me think of. And I like that.
It does. I know it. You know, but it's going to be interesting when I walk out of here tonight around 12:30 or so, or midnight or whatever. And I wonder how many people are going to be around it. You know, it'll be on my way out. I'll take a look at it. I'll go to look at it and see. But I'll be curious to see if there's still fans hanging around and getting their pictures taken by it and everything else. It's going to be an attraction, that's for sure. There will be a lot of people coming down to Foxborough to see it, especially before games and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, it was well done. I mean, it was, you know, look, if anybody deserves it, he does. There's no question about it. You know, it was a good moment, good way to spice up an otherwise mundane exhibition game.
Well,
sure.
I do have a question about that. I wonder if this is a good or maybe not so good thing for this year's team. You know, the specter of Tom Brady, the statue of Tom Brady, and how great he is and how great everything is, sort of, you know, clogging up the main plaza that people walk into right before they walk in and see this team that's won 8 games in the last 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, I just that type of thing. It can have a small effect. You know.
Well, look at it this way. Dan Quinn is in the house, right?
Yeah.
nobody was more affected by Tom Brady than Dan Quinn in terms of that. So, you know, that to me, I think is pretty ironic. It is. It's going to be, look, the past is the past, but it's, you know, they want to keep it alive here. And there was talk about how the practice the other day was created the buzz, the best buzz they've had since Brady was here. I don't know if that's true or not, because I think back in the, you know, in Mac Jones's rookie year, there was still a little bit of a buzz, but I don't know. But I think right now, Mike Vrabel is going to do everything he can to look ahead and not behind. And tonight's going to be an interesting night to see who plays and how long they play.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it in the first, at least the first half, because there's nothing worse than the second half of a preseason football game.
Oh, don't I know it. I have one more statue question, and then we'll talk about the actual game.
Sure.
Does this mean there has to be a Belichick statue?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
How can you justify Brady
you,
and not Belichick? How can you justify that?
That's true, but if you were going to do it, I think you would do it together, right? Put them together? Have the statues be erected together? You know, look, he deserves a statue. Don't get me wrong. Will there be one? Boy, I don't know. There's a lot of thaw that has to take place, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you do it. You put it somewhere else. You know, you put it in like one of the other entrances or something like that. You know, that big entrance with the cages and everything. Put it out there.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I mean, I think basically you can see someday where there's going to be three of them there.
Maybe
Brady and Belichick.
Yeah,
might as well, right?
They could do like a Mount Rushmore.
Just have, yeah, exactly.
Just have different faces up on the mountain. Yeah,
that's what it's going to be. And it's ironic that they do the statue this year, and also that Parcells is going to go into the Hall of Fame, the Patriots Hall of Fame. You know, there's a lot of celebration of the past here, and I'm sure Vrabel. You know, Vrabel can't really say too much about it because look, he was inducted into that Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. So, you know, look, it's nice to see it there. Let's see if there's anything else that's going to be done. But look, Belichick does deserve one. There's no question about it. But will he get one? I don't know. Look how long it took Parcells to get into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
It's true. Right? It's a good point.
It's been a long time.
That's
a
absolutely
long
right.
Long time.
All right. Yep. There is a game kicking off here in about 20 minutes. So I thank you for taking the time to talk with me, Tom. I know this is, I'm sure you're driving everybody in that press box nuts right now.
No, I'm eating dinner. You know?
Okay, well, that's even more difficult for you to interrupt, so I thank you twice for that.
That's the most important thing when I come here is eat dinner. Make sure you're fed.
You haven't changed at all.
You got to be strong to work, Christian. You know?
That's exactly right. And they feed you pretty good there. But this game tonight, as you said, it sounds like the joint practice really went very positively for the Patriots against the team that was in the NFC Championship game last year. And I don't want to make too much of it because it's just a joint practice. And, you know, Washington may not be treating it quite as seriously, but that's also a team that has a big problem with their best offensive skill player, not named Jaden Daniels. And, a second-year quarterback who's primary option going into week one may end up being Debo Samuel, which is not really anything to write home about. So, you know, like I think there's a lot you can take away from this game.
Well, there is a lot from the preseason game or from the practice. From the practice, what I take away from that is nothing brings out the best in anybody more than competition. And it was getting pretty mundane down here. I was here the day before when they just did the walkthroughs, you know, and that was the quickest practice I've ever seen. So I think that's one thing, the competition. Joint practices have taken the place of preseason games in terms of intensity and everything else. You know, I mean, I remember the days, look, you know how old I am. Remember the days when they played six preseason games, six, you know, I mean, and the odds are somebody's going to end up on IR. But I think tonight you're going to see Drake May play a little bit and then they'll pull him. I think the one player that everybody wants to see and see how he does is going to be Will Campbell. All eyes are going to be on number 66 because to see what he does against competition, against the other team. And he did pretty well the other day. Let's see how he does in real game conditions. And, you know, and then just go from there. I mean, they've got one more joint practice again later on next week at Minnesota. So that'll be another test.
Yeah, against the Brian Flores defense, that'll be a good test. You know, I mean,
It will be, because the thing in those joint practices are the first stringers play, right? They play.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there. You know, in the preseason games, you don't know that. in joint practices, they are out there. And that's, I think, where most coaches and most film and everything else is taken away from taken out of those more than what we're going to see here tonight at Gillette. That's how I look at it anyway.
Who has impressed you the most so far in camp and who you'd like to see get some real opportunities in this game tonight?
I think Diggs to me for just a little bit coming off the knee injury has impressed me. But I said it before, I think Kayshon Booty has had a real good camp. I think he's played pretty well. And Pop Douglas has been okay. But you know what? The guy that's impressed me the most in camp, Drake May, looks 100% different than last year. Much more confident, much more at ease, and much more. I think he's taken on a leadership role. Obviously, he's been talking about that. He's impressed me the most in this camp. That's how I look at it. He's had a real good camp. I remember Mac Jones' second year. His second year, it was a horrible camp. Mm. And Drake May has not done that. Drake May has come out, and we'll see how he does tonight. How many series he plays?
How much of that is Drake May, and how much of that is Josh McDaniels, would you say?
Well, I think the Josh McDaniels effect is still going to take place because it hasn't been that long that they've been together. Mm. I think Drake May, I told you before, he looks stronger. He just looks more confident. He talks more confident. And I think the off season stuff that he did that McDaniels may have had something to do with that. There's word is that he may have orchestrated that when they had the receivers all get together and work out with Drake May. Down in North, I don't know if it was North Carolina or Florida. I think there's been about five different locations where everybody said it's been. So I mean that to me is McDaniels is going to have a role in it. But let's see how more confident May gets as the season goes on, because that's going to be a lot of McDaniels. That's where we're going to see the effect, not right now.
Okay. I think in terms of, practices and getting everybody sort of pulling in the same direction, and I've seen it reported a couple of places, Tom, that it seems like for a lot of positions that maybe wouldn't have been settled under Bill Belichick, it seems like they're settled, and that the position battles are going to largely be guys, at the end of the wide receiver room or the swing tackle
right.
or interior offensive line, that type of thing. But for the most part, it seems like, or it sounds like Vrabel is pretty well settled on who's going to play where.
Well, I think he pretty much is in terms of that. You don't see a ton of intense competitions for starting roles. That's probably one of the first things he looks at when he comes in here and spends time looking at film the week he was hired, right? That's what he's going to do. So he's got all that in mind. If everybody stays healthy, he knows exactly he probably knew going into OTAs what kind of lineup he was going to have. Preseason and training camp is all about depth. It's all about developing the depth, because if you don't have depth as a football team, you're not going to win. And that's one of the things that he's going to look at is and see where the battles are and who he's going to keep and who to put on the practice squad and a lot of that. I think receiver is going to be a great battle. I think that's going to end up going down to the wire. And then you'll see who can make it and who can't. With Belichick, when Belichick was here, a lot of positions were determined by if you could play special teams. That's how you made this team as a rookie. That's how you made it as a rookie free agent. That's how you made it if you were traded here and you didn't quite, do exactly what they thought maybe at your position, but you made it as a special teamer. I'm curious to see how that works out with this team as well.
We're talking with Tom King, Nashua Telegraph. Tom, I know you got to get going because this game's about to kick off. But Mike Vrabel, the Mike Vrabel experience, we've talked about it sort of at length. What do you expect to see? I know it's just a preseason game here, but from a Mike Vrabel coach team, what sort of hallmarks are you expecting to see tonight?
I don't think he's going to take it easy on anybody. I think he's going to play to win. I think that's what Mike Vrabel wants to do. He wants to see these guys in real live game situations where they have to compete against the other team and compete to win. I think that's what Mike Vrabel is going to do. He's not going to kneel down or do anything like that. He's going to try to get the best out of his players and see what plays work and everything else. He's not going to try to show anybody too much, but I think he's going to want his team to play a physical game, even though it's a preseason game. That's the way he's always coached. And I think that's what I expect out of him tonight.
That is the voice of Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph joining me here on the Christian Arcan Show live down from Gillette. He saw the Tom Brady statue get unveiled. Now he's about to watch the Patriots and the Commanders kick off preseason week one here of this 2025 NFL season. Tom, thanks so much.
Anytime, Christian. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Tom King, the great Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. You can follow him on Twitter at Telegraph_TomK. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I see some calls lining up here. Patriots, Red Sox, and the Joe Mazzulla contract. All that on the table here. First, here's Brian Frazoco. He'll get you caught.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Up on what's trending.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch.
Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
And check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
This year, I feel like as far as like attendance from the get-go, it's been packed little by little. They're catching up to what's going on here. They've been louder, even the music was louder since last weekend, but it's fun. It's fun to play this place like that. It's fun for us, and it's tough for the opposition.
She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy.
This is Luke Bryan.
For yep. I said a word, she was taking my hand. Spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss. And she gave me a kiss.
They all sound sensitive.
All right, hey, you know.
And you've heard one, you've kind of heard one.
I'm not a country music fan. You can turn the, you can blast this still there. I'm not a big country music fan. But this isn't bad. This is Luke Bryan. This is his big song?
No. One of his big songs, yeah.
Okay.
It's like one of those, like, four or five bigger songs.
Every once in a while, a country song will come on and I'll be like, all right, this is okay. If you're in the right mood for it, you know. But I would never, you know, I wouldn't go to a Luke Bryan show. But, if I happened to, I wouldn't pay to go, but if I happened to be at one and he started playing that song, I wouldn't be offended by it. Last year, I went to concert. It was, now I can't remember the guy's name. If you're looking for a cowboy, what's that guy's name? Big guy, long hair, plays a guitar. Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
And he was good. That was a good show. But it wasn't so much, like, I didn't really consider it like a country music show. It was more like a southern rock show. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the difference between, like, you know, Leonard Skinner and, like, a hard, and like, the, you know, a country band. Like, it's just two different things, I think. But either way, it's not bad. Anyway, a lot of traffic down the South Shore. If you're heading down 93 South, you know, you're going to be sitting there for a while. People coming to this game, which is kicking off now. If you're just getting there, you better hurry in. And Luke Bryan's playing at Greatwood, so you got that too. Anyway, what we got tonight, later on tonight, is the Boston Red Sox taking on the San Diego Padres. And I don't want to spend a ton of time dwelling on the trade deadline, because the trade deadline was what it was, and we've all sort of made peace with it. And it was easy to make peace with it, because after the deadline, the Red Sox ripped off seven straight games and were just wagon beating everybody's ass at Fenway Park. And it was great. Oh, it was great. And it really quieted down the conversation. I don't know if Craig Breslow is like learning that there's two ways to get people off your back. The main one is win. You just win and everyone leaves you alone. You know, like, we'll still yell on the radio and stuff, but for the most part, it'll just be us doing it. You know, you'll get your David in Florida and, you know, people like that will find something to complain about. But if you're winning, it's, you know, the bandwagon fills up pretty fast. And the other way is to just look like you're doing something. People weren't going to give him a break after that deadline because it didn't look like he was doing anything. After the offseason, people were singing Craig Breslow's praises from the mountaintops for Crochet, trading for him and then extending him, for Alex Bregman. People were a little more split, I would say, on Aroldis Chapman, just based on the fact that Chapman wasn't really coming off a great couple of years and then suddenly is, you know, the best closer of all time. So, you know, there's that. But I think at the time, they rushed out to sign him. He was the first acquisition that they made, I think. The first signing that they made, for sure. And people weren't quite as keen on that. It wasn't considered a bad signing, but it was like, oh, this is who you're rushing out to go get? And that was partially baseball, partially other stuff. But, you know, either way. Breslow, though, has, I think, got himself painted into a bit of a corner right now. Because the trade deadline's not going to go away. And it's still 2 months of baseball, which is an agonizingly long time. Like, that is two more months of Major League Baseball before we get to the playoffs. It seems like we're getting there, like we're close. That's a lot of baseball, boy. That's a lot of games. That is a lot of innings. That is a lot of swings. Like, that's just, it's going to take a while to get through it. August and then September. And then finally you get to the playoffs. So lots of things can still happen. There is still, the season is still a very open book. But I think we're all enthused by the way that they're playing. That being said, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't look ahead and freak out a little bit. And looking ahead is, in terms of the schedule, not really all that daunting. You got this 6-game road trip, which is pretty tough. You got the Padres, and then you got Houston. That's two good teams you play. But then you play a lot of bad teams. You play Baltimore, you play Cleveland, you play the A's, you play, you know, these lousy teams. The Yankees are sprinkled in there a few times, but the Red Sox own the Yankees this year, and the Yankees are free-falling out of contention. I know they're still a wild card team, but this month has not been kind to them. And they kind of suck right now. I love when the Yankees suck, don't you? But that's what's going on there. So the schedule's not particularly tough. It's about 50-50 playoff teams and non-playoff teams, including the Yankees. But it's going to be, I think, made a little bit tougher based off of the fact that your pitching staff didn't really get the reinforcements they were hoping for. And I know that someone like Garrett Crochet or Brian Bayo or any of these guys, because that's the nature of baseball, right? It's a one-on-one sport. When you get down to the, you know, to the basis of it, you have one guy throwing the ball, the other guy trying to hit it. And if he does, then other people get involved. But it's basically one guy against the other guy. So those guys aren't going to be like, yeah, we need help. Oh, you got to get more pitchers. We need help. Like, they don't need help. Garrett Crochet doesn't feel like he needs help. He's out there kicking ass. Brian Bayo, Lucas Giolito, those guys are out there kicking ass lately. And so you're not going to get that same kind of thing. It's not like there's someone batting behind them in the lineup who keeps striking out, you know? Like, they go out there, they get their numbers, they get their stats, and, you know, that's sort of the way it works. It's just the nature of the game. You're not going to hear that kind of stuff from the pitching staff. But you did hear it in the past from guys on the team, you know, guys on the Xander Bogarts, Rafi Devers. You heard it from Alex Cora. Alex Cora not reacting negatively to the deadline this year, I think was a big deal. Maybe a bigger deal than we gave it credit for. And it shouldn't be, right? You know, he's the manager of the team. He should just sort of go along with what the team does or what they say and not get all defiant about it. But whatever, that's the way it went the last couple of years. But not this year. And this year was just as disappointing of a trade deadline as any disappointing trade deadline this team's ever had. It was a lousy trade deadline. No one disputes that. And I like Steven Matz. You know, like I like one of the guys that they got. Lousy trade deadline, though. We're all basically in agreement with that. And that can rear its head. The fact that the reinforcements didn't come in, that can be something when you're watching Cooper Criswell or Dustin May or tonight, you know, Walker Buehler, who previously, before like the NLDS last year, or when did the Dodgers play the Padres? Was it the NLDS or the NLCS?
NLDS.
It was the NLDS, that's right. And the Padres were winning, and then the Dodgers pitchers just completely dominated them.
Padres are up 2-1 in that series, and then I think the Dodgers pitched like back-to-back shutouts or something.
Yeah, I think they went like 27 innings and one run or something after that, after those first three games. It was a crazy series. And Walker Buehler kind of got lit up in that third game, I remember. I remember it was game three, and Buehler got knocked around. And that may have been like the last run they scored was against Buehler in that series because the rest of the staff just completely locked it down. But prior to that, before that, Buehler owned the Padres. Owned them. Oh, his numbers against them before that NLDS game last year were godlike numbers. So I'm not really sure what to expect here. But I do sort of feel like Buehler in a weird way is kind of, I don't know if he's pitching for his job, but he is pitching for his standing right now in the rotation as the number four guy. He could drift down to like number five or maybe even into, you know, some weird long relief territory if things don't go well. And that's sort of where we are with the back end of this rotation. You got your Cooper Criswells, you got your Walker Buehlers, you got your Dustin Mays. Not really any of them are inspiring a lot of confidence, and not really any of them right now are going too far into these games. Buehler had a couple of starts that were better than before, but that start he had recently against Houston, he was not very good in. Red Sox won the game eventually, but he didn't have a good start. Dustin May not getting out of the fourth inning yesterday was not great. And, you know, Criswell, I'll say this, Criswell against Houston was pretty good. Criswell had a good start against Houston. He may be the guy who ends up the last man standing here. And, you know, I'll take whatever work. I'll go with whatever work. It's the fifth starter, you know, or fourth or fifth starter. You kind of just have to go with what you have. But right now, none of those guys really inspire a ton of confidence. And if you're talking about going on a deep playoff run or continuing to put distance between yourself and these other wild card teams, who you know one of them's going to go on a run eventually, then it's going to be tough with two question marks at the back end of your rotation and a bullpen that it seems like, you know, two or three times a week, Alex Cora is coming on afterwards talking about, you know, the bullpen's really tired, guys. Like every single week you get that. Yeah, we got to rest the bullpen. Oh, yeah, we really had to extend our bullpen here. Didn't really want to have to go to the bullpen so much. Like, that's happened a lot. Even during the win streak, that was happening a good amount. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening tonight. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I think with the Red Sox and this Padres team that they're playing, it's a good opportunity to sort of weigh the way the Red Sox do things vis-a-vis the way a team like the Padres, a front office like the Padres, an ownership group like the Padres has been doing things for the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, let's say. Because that's around when Chaim Bloom was brought in. You know, that's around when the Red Sox sort of shifted their philosophy away from Dave Dombrowski, who in his day here was very aggressive. When he was here, he made things happen. When he was here, you got fireworks. You got big names. You got big trades. You got big signings, big money. And you get results. You get big results, too. You had a World Series. You had the best team of all time, the best Red Sox team of all time in 2018. Statistically, anyway. Yeah, 2004 was better. 2004 was a wild card team. 2018, they were in first place the whole year. They won more games than they've ever won before. So a little bit different. Looks like the McCourty brothers are ringing the bell at Gillette.
Just saw that.
Aren't they also doing the color, like play-by-play in this game?
They're like running back to the studio.
How the hell are they going to get back in the booth in time? Zolak's going to be there just filibustering, you know, waiting for him to come in and comment on this game. Anyway, we'll let you know what's going on with the Patriots here. But we will continue with our Red Sox conversation as well. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If you missed it, the Red Sox did make a move today. It wasn't some huge move, wasn't the type of move that makes you, you know, get up and start breakdancing or anything like that, but it was a move. They claimed catcher Ollie Sanchez off of waivers from the Blue Jays. Their little blurb described it as such. Sanchez, 28 years old, played 8 games this year for Toronto, batting .238 with 2 doubles and making 5 starts as catcher. He's played in 54 games in AAA Buffalo, hitting .279. He was originally signed by the Mets as an international free agent back in 2013. He's played 46 career major league games. That's it. That's the blurb. Not exactly, not a lot of data to really mine from if you want to make it look like this is a great move. And I don't think this was a great move, but I do think it's an important move in the sense that Carlos Narvaez, who has been out with a knee injury, they've now made a move to replace him. It looks like Travion Henderson is taking the opening kickoff.
How about that?
To the house. Is that Henderson?
That is Henderson, yep.
Wow. Wow. How do you do? How do you do? I think we got our new kicker, our kick returner. I haven't seen a guy return a kick for a touchdown. I feel like we didn't see it at all last year with the new kickoff thing. I feel like you never saw any kick returns for touchdowns. Okay, Henderson fields it in the end zone. Goes out midfield. Busts out to the outside, and no one was near him. Boy, he really, I'll tell you what. Patriots against Washington in the joint practice kind of whooped their ass. And now here we go. First play from first kick of the preseason. And Henderson takes it to the house. That was awesome. That was legitimately awesome. I looked up. I was like, oh, he's going. He could go. Ooh, he's got touchdown. First play of the game. You know what? Not bad. Not bad. Tom Brady statue. Excitement. A kick return for a touchdown on the opening kick of the game. It's electric.
They weren't kidding about his speed. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, he's a blur out there. It's like, I don't know. How big is he? Is he like 6 feet? Is he over 6 feet tall?
I'll look that up.
For a running back? Most running backs are pretty small, you know, in general. But he was running kind of tall out there.
He's listed as 5'11".
5'11"?
203.
Okay. So that means he's probably 5'9", maybe. Either way, awesome. Awesome play to open the game. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. I am worried about the Carlos Narvaez injury. I'm worried that a guy who was a huge part of their offense, and even when he was cold, was still the type of guy that could provide some protection for people in the lineup, even when he wasn't hitting well. You know, he's a guy who could drive in a run, guy who could manufacture a run. I was worried about him a little bit because not only is he a catcher, but he's a rookie. And everybody knows that there's the rookie wall and there's also the catcher wall, like young catchers especially. You know, it just takes a toll on you, all that squatting. And eventually I think it's caught up to Narvaez a little bit here, but the injury has me concerned because anybody can bust out of a slump. But if you're not available, if you're not on the field, if you now suddenly have to be turning to Connor Wong every night with Ali Sanchez here in his 46 career games, then you've got a hole in your lineup that you didn't have before. And I know Narvaez hadn't been hitting the ball great lately, but he was still not a hole in the lineup yet, not like a full-fledged one. You have a full-fledged one now here with Wong. Wong's had a brutal year. And this new guy doesn't really play that much, you know, so I feel like him suddenly coming to Boston and tearing the cover off the ball would be a nice story, but I'm not expecting it. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Brian Frazoco is behind the glass. And last time we worked together, he tried to stump me in a game called Name That Bar. And he was unsuccessful. He's going to try again after this.
WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
EEI, New England Sports Original. Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
You listen to Arcan while you drive in your car. Now it's time for Arcan to name that bar.
That's right. It's been a while. Arcan, I had to go back to the archives to find it. March 5th.
Jeez, really?
It's the last time we did this
together. That was a fun segment back in March, yeah.
A lot of Red Sox games get in the way. Obviously, you and Joe Braverman have your thing. But every once in a while, I will fill in on the Arcan show to produce, run the board for him. And I will ask Arcan to name that bar. And pretty much the game is simple. There are a lot of bars in Boston over the years have sadly closed. However, yes. Arcan knows Boston pretty much like the back of his hand. But I would say specifically the bars in Boston, nobody knows the bar scene quite like Arcan, at least that I've met.
I was much more active in it.
Well, this is why we do bars that have closed.
This is why, yeah, if it was like, and I know most of the bars that are still around now, yeah. I just don't go to them as much anymore.
Although, if we do this a third time, we might have to start doing bars that are open. I'm sort of scrounging to find it. But
it's like anything that goes on the night show. You know, the Dong Report, the name that bar, whatever it is. It's not. There's no rules. There's no rules at night.
All right. Well, we will start in the Back Bay. This bar was located in the Back Bay. It was, quote, a rambunctious basic watering hole with two full bars, pub eats, and weekend brunch on September 2nd, 2020.
As soon as you said brunch in the two bars, I knew it. My wife used to live down in that neighborhood, and we used to go to the poorhouse all the time. And they had one of those, I don't know what it's called, but it's like you hold a ring and it's on a string and you got to get it on a hook. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, whatever that is. Absolutely. Yep.
And oh, man, I don't know why. Something about the one, and the poorhouse is long gone now. Something about that one in the basement, boy, I could just hit it. I could just hit it like it was my job, like I was Tom Brady out there dropping dimes. Anyway, yeah, R.I.P. the poorhouse.
It's all about like finding the right angle on that game, right?
That's right, yeah.
And then once you get it, you're pretty much good.
Yeah, right. You kind of got to swing it around, you know, one of those.
Let's stick in the Back Bay, shall we?
Okay.
This is described as an easygoing bar and grill. Excuse me, serving barbecue and bar bites in a rustic down-home atmosphere. It was located in the Back Bay and was named after a type of alcohol. Arcan, what bar am I talking about?
Oh, Whiskey's? Whiskey's at barbecue? I never ate there. Never ate a Whiskey's. I may have gotten removed from Whiskey's a few times.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Like, maybe I was with people who got kicked out of Whiskey's. I don't know that. I've never really been kicked out of a bar before.
You gotta be doing something pretty bad to get kicked out, right?
Yeah. Or, you know, you just... Sometimes you just bump into somebody and they get, you know, or you bump into the wrong person and everybody wants you gone. But that's not, it's not really happened to me before. I'm a pretty good bar patron. I mind my business. But yeah, whiskey's good bar. I think it's a bank now. But yeah, enjoy it. I don't think I ever ate the food, but I did enjoy hanging out there.
All right, let's move out of the Back Bay. Let's go to this bar. Also shut down, sadly, due in part to COVID-19. It opened in 2011, opening its first brewery and taproom in 2014 in Somerville, as well as expanding in December of 2017. This taproom for Slumbrew, I wrote the name accidentally. This taproom from Slumbrew has communal tables and a bar serving suds and snacks, plus production space.
Was it Somerville Brewing Company? Yeah, okay, I remember that place. Yeah.
That was one of the ones that I thought might stump you.
Nah, you gotta do better than that. Somerville Brewing Company was pretty good. I remember when they opened. And I only went there like once or twice, but I had a good time. Yeah, I like that place. I was sad when it closed.
All right, this one was a request per one of the producers on this very station. I think you can guess pretty quickly who it's going to be. This low-key destination for indie underground live music shows and long-running dance nights, it closed due to the pandemic. It opened in Alston in 1976 and had a capacity of 240 people.
Great Scott.
And it has featured in its later years artists such as Charlie XCX, our very own Stiz Grimy, Phoebe Bridgers, and Jack Harlow.
Stiz rapped the Great Scott?
Big. He did.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's awesome. Good for him.
I didn't know that until today because I was actually quizzing him just to make sure that these were bars that you would know. He ended up, I think, going four or five for six.
Okay. Very and good. Great Scott was more of a venue. I mean, they had a bar in there, but it was, it was a music venue.
Well, I read him the names of who performed there, and he goes, you're actually forgetting somebody. And I was like, who? It's like me. I was like, oh, okay.
Stiz mother bleeping grimy, that too. Great Scott. So not a lot of people know that. I mean, maybe older people do. But Daisy Buchanan's, Great Scott's, and there was another bar in Austin called Zelda's, which I think is a car dealership now. And those were all owned by the same group, and they were all named after Great Gatsby characters. And Daisy Buchanan's, one of the couple of investors were guys from the Bruins. Derek Sanderson and a couple other guys, I forget who, and there's some other money involved in the place. And Great Scott was like their music venue, and Zelda's was like a nightclub, and Daisy's was like the bar. And it was like the three of them were, hot stuff back in the 70s and 80s, I would say. And Great Scott, that was sad when Great Scott closed. But they're reopening over in the O'Brien's, over in that building there in Alston when you come in over the bridge. So Great Scott's coming back to life, so good for them.
There you go. And we're going to bend the rules on this one because I was having trouble just finding bars. But so dumb, this music. This is television. This establishment was known as much as a restaurant as it was a bar, but it did close down this spring shortly after Mother's Day. This company does have one other location in Burlington. The chain, which was founded in 2000 in Austin, Texas, has 31 restaurants / bars across 14 states. It was known for having the finest seafood and steaks, world-class wine and service, and live music trios, according to their website. Again, closed down this spring, this May, shortly after Mother's Day.
A Tex-Mex place? Not margaritas, right?
Nope.
Where was it? In Burlington?
They have another location in Burlington. This was located close to Back Bay.
Oh, that place near the mall? I don't know about the one in Back Bay, but there's a place, or there used to be a place out there called, like, Run for the Border or something like that. No? Am I close?
To the name? No.
Near the border? On the border? Something like that? Something about the border?
No borders at all.
No border.
Border free.
It's not that place in Harvard Square. I don't know. What is it?
Eddie V's.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't have got that one.
No, all right,
you stumped me. You stumped me for the first time. Bravo, Brian Frisoco.
There we go.
Finally stumped me.
Now, again,
I mean, it was a Mexican restaurant. It doesn't really sound like a bar, but that's okay.
But I'll also say, right, we're bending the rules a little bit, so I'll give you, half a point. I'll give myself, I guess, half a point.
Eddie V's Boston was on Belvedere Street. Eddie V's Prime Seafood. You said it was a Mexican restaurant.
I didn't.
Didn't you?
I said this was, the chain, which was founded in 2000 in Austin, Texas.
Oh, I guess I just assumed Tex-Mex. Eddie V's Prime Seafood was Austin, Texas?
I was going to say, now that I'm reading that again, it is interesting that a seafood restaurant was found in Texas, right?
Eddie V's Prime Seafood. Yeah, no, nah, you know what? I see where it is, but... Oh, wait a minute. I know where this is. This became... I see what this is. I think this became...
I think it was attached to the Prue, right?
I think this became Earl's. I think this is Earl's now. Earl's Kitchen is now where Eddie V's used to be. Okay, that makes sense. But wait, how could that be if it just closed this year?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
anyway.
It said, I think it was literally that Sunday, that Mother's Day was his last day.
All right, you stumped me. Eddie V's. Eddie V's. That's the one I couldn't get. I had a good run.
Well, I'll give you one more if you
all
got
it. Right, let's go one
got
more.
One more to redeem yourself.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Lastly, another bar that was shut down in part due to the pandemic. Jeremy Coleman opened this Irish pub in the mid-90s, where it quickly became a gathering spot for both students and Cambridge residents. It was known for being a popular neighborhood pub with homey vibe for Guinness and Irish pub fare, plus pool and darts.
And it closed when?
COVID, so 2020.
And what was the owner's name?
Jeremy Coleman opened this Irish pub in the mid-90s.
Irish pub in Cambridge. Jeez. The Field?
He's too good.
Yeah.
Too good.
Yeah. You stick to the bars, I'll get him. You stick to the bars.
I really veered off with that restaurant one.
Yeah.
Okay. Stiz is like, no, he'll know it. I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, this is not a bar.
Eddie V's. I've probably been there before. I don't remember it. All right, there you go. That was Name That Bar here in the Christian Arcan Show. Nice job, Brian. You got me. I'm one of them. I'm going to have to go back into the lab and sharpen my skills. It's amazing I remember all this stuff. But there you go. All right.
I like how during one of them, you were then reading other closed bars that I'd yet to ask you about.
Which
Zelda's
one?
Or...
Oh, yeah, Zelda's, but those all closed a long time ago. Zelda's and Daisy Buchanan's. You did Daisy Buchanan's on the last time. Yeah, so there you go. All right, Brian Prozoco, ladies and gentlemen, that was Name That Bar. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll reset on the Red Sox, Tom Brady and the statue. We'll get you an update on what's going on here with the Patriots and the Commanders, and we'll get you ready for Red Sox baseball, Sox and the Padres right here on WEEI. Don't go anywhere. The 8 o'clock hour begins next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.